In the past 10 years, over 500,000 refugees have been resettled across the U.S. It's a hot-button issue right now, as the Trump administration wants to grant local governments the option to refuse refugees. But how is the issue playing out in communities most impacted?
It really is a melting pot.
When you get to know each other, that fear factor goes away.
I want to be around people. I don't see somebody is not feeling well because of me.
It'll just take time. Everybody came here from someplace else.
Producer Andrea Tudhope of America Amplified Election 2020 spent time with residents of Clarkston, Georgia, a small town that resettles the highest number of refugees per capita each year.
It's a Tuesday afternoon at the nonprofit Friends of Refugees. More than a dozen people from Ethiopia, Syria, Central America have come to find work. Volunteer James McNeely is checking people in at the front door.
Get an appointment? Okay.
McNeely remembers a very different Clarkston 30 years ago.
It was your typical southern small town.
Since then, nearly 40,000 refugees have come through Georgia. And for most, Clarkston was the first stop. With affordable multifamily housing left vacant by white flight and easy access to public transportation into Atlanta, federal resettlement agencies took notice. It's a tiny town, at most 2 square miles, so you can really see the impact. Within a few yards of the heart of the town, there's a Nepalese restaurant, an African food mart, halal meat, an Eritrean cafe, and a Vietnamese gift shop.
The whole city was a lot of American businesses. If you drive around now, you're not going to see. I'm one of the few left.
When Bill Mellinger bought Thrift Town Market in the 90s, he tried running it like a typical American grocery, and he almost went bankrupt. Then he hired a cashier from Vietnam, and she helped him find products her family wanted to buy.
Pretty soon we had a really booming little Asian business in the store.
Now the shelves are filled with brands from all over the world. It was a gradual and difficult change, one Mellinger says many others weren't willing to make.
A lot of the people just either decided to get up and go or they didn't change and they got left behind.
Many longtime residents of the small town felt uncomfortable with the changes. Some told me all things are better in moderation and that Clarkston overdid it. Immigrant Edna Soliman felt a similar discomfort when she first came here from the Philippines.
I was sad when I was new. Here, it's my first time to meet a lot of people, especially from Africa.
The challenge lies in eliminating this fear of the unknown among longtime residents and newcomers. Sushma Barakoti is with the advocacy group Refugee Women's Network.
As is, the immigrant communities live in silos. We should be integrating and working together.
Those silos came as a result of rapid change. 2009 saw the local population shoot up nearly 60% to the roughly 13,000 residents it holds now. That's the year Amina Osman arrived. She remembers feeling unwelcome.
It was a nightmare. I did not know where to start.
Hearing her describe it as a nightmare is even more haunting when you know the nightmare she fled from in Somalia in 1998 when her husband and all of her children were killed in front of her during the Civil War. A decade later, arriving in Georgia, she made it her mission to bridge divides in the community. She quickly became known around town as Mama Clarkston.
I want to be around people. I don't see somebody is not feeling well because of me or other refugees.
She appreciates the work of some local advocacy groups, but she worries about exploitation. It does feel like refugees have become somewhat of an industry for the small town's economy. Meanwhile, there's a lot of uncertainty in the refugee community. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is one of only 7 governors in the country who, in response to the Trump administration's order, has yet to consent to continue resettlement. But with constant construction underway, by all appearances, this so-called Ellis Island of the South continues to grow. In Clarkston, Georgia, I'm Andrea Tudhope, and this is America Amplified.
America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.